Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Good morning. I'm calling on behalf of NBT Bank in Canajoharie, New York. We have a customer, Carrie Atwood, who is disputing a charge of $59.89, and I was wondering if you could give me some information on that charge.
All right, sir. I'd be more than happy to. May I start out by getting the zip code, please?
The zip code. Yes, it's 13454.
I do thank you for that. And the first and last name, please?
The first name is Carrie, K-A-R-R-I-E. Last name is Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D.
Okay, and I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the address, please?
We have 123 Mechanic Street, Salisbury Center, New York.
I do thank you for that. And yes, sir, I was able to locate an account associated with that. It does seem that she's enrolled into one of our meal planning apps, which is called Bite Hubs. And this meal planning app, they allow you to actually learn how to boost your energy by calming your sugar, by cutting your sugar and carb cravings. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. And she acquired this when she actually did a survey. She's actually entered into a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and could you tell me what date she entered that contest?
I do see that she actually entered this contest on 2/24. This is February the 24th.
Okay.
And ask her, does she remember maybe even paying maybe $1 or $2, and it also enters and in a chance to win a sweepstakes, to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it may have come from a number of places, or she may have gone online and do it. But in the terms and condition, it does state that they will automatically be enrolled into one of our meal planning apps, have a monthly subscription to it.
Okay. And was that a trial offer?
It is not a trial offer. As long as she is entered into the contest to actually have a chance to win that Dyson, then she will be billed every month that $59.89 fee for being entered into that contest. Now, I can get it reduced to $20 a month if she would like that.
She's stating that this was an unauthorized charge. But the name and address that I gave you matched. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, would you have an email address attached to that account?
Attached to her, yes.
Okay, I have a Carrie_Atwood@yahoo.com.
That is correct, sir.
Okay, thank you. And is that account still active?
Now, as far as, well, yes, because she has not made any arrangements to cancel it out. So as long as she is, it has been canceled, she will be billed each month that she's enrolled in this until the sweepstakes ends or she decides to cancel it out. If she wishes to stay with it, then she will be billed every month until the sweepstakes ends and they announce the winner of the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and I'm assuming this meal planning app is either through the phone or internet?
It is actually a little app that she can download onto her phone and open it up, or she can download it on it's compatible with either one, and it's just a little app that they can actually open up.
Okay, Joyce, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it, and you have a great day.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, okay? And you as well.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.